In 2006, Korean Air was given the Phoenix Award by Air Transport World in recognition of its transformation. Today, aviation experts will tell you that Korean Air is as safe as any airline in the world. In this chapter, we're going to conduct a crash investigation, listen to the black box cockpit recorder, examine the flight records, look at the weather and the terrain and the airport conditions, and compare the Guam crash to another very similar plane crash, all in an attempt to understand precisely how the company transformed itself from the worst kind of outlier into one of the world's best airlines. It is a complex and sometimes strange story, but it turns on a very simple fact, the same fact that runs through the tangled history of Harlan and the Michigan students. Korean Air did not succeed, it did not right itself, until it acknowledged the importance of its cultural legacy. Plane crashes rarely happen in real life the way they happen in the movies. Some engine part does not explode in a fiery bang. The rudder doesn't suddenly snap under the force of takeoff. The captain doesn't gasp, "Dear God," as he's thrown back against his seat. The typical commercial jetliner, at this point in its stage of development, is about as dependable as a toaster. Plane crashes are much more likely to be the result of an accumulation of minor malfunctions and extenuating circumstances. In a typical crash, for example, the weather is poor. Not terrible, necessarily, but bad enough that the pilot is under a little more stress than usual. In an overwhelming number of crashes, the plane is behind schedule, so the pilots are hurrying. In 52% of crashes, the pilot, at the time of the accident, has been awake for 12 hours or more, meaning that he's tired and not thinking straight. And 44% of the time, the two pilots have never flown together before, so they're not comfortable with each other.